episode 31 of Naoto's Interlude Podcast. Hey, look, I got the episode number right this time, so you already know that this one is about to be, well, this episode's about to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope it's not trash. I don't think it has been over the past few weeks, but you know, I'm going to keep the entertainment high, the content flowing. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. So I'm just going to let some music take it away. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't already know, I'm trying to become a DJ. I'm really not. But because I would end up playing like shit like this. You know what I mean? Like, it would just, my sets, I don't know about anyone else's, but my sets are primarily...
I took you to the superstore. Back in my pocket.
My type of sets. Look.
We watched the crowd.
Look, my type of sets are this kind of R&B, you know what I'm saying? Like, no other way, you know? Come on, come on.
We stood outside, as for light.
That key shift. Let's go. This is sick. Hey.
After party starts at five.
I just hit the microphone right there, you know.
Change my mind's cool.
Hey, hope you guys have been having a good quarantine. You know, computer at 46%, but you know, shit's rolling. Shit's we're gonna get deep into it, you know. Happy quarantine, everybody. Hope you guys have been enjoying your time away from civilization, society. You know, hope you've been taking this moment in time to just step back and really take advantage of breaking away from your daily routine, you know? And hopefully you've been able to discover certain things about yourself and attack. Attack. That's all I can say. I'm gonna let this fade out. Yeah, that song right there was by Alex TBH and it's called Superstore. Check it out. So on all streaming services, you know what I'm saying? I believe he's from London. When I was going down this little R&B rabbit hole for work research, I stumbled across this song, amongst other songs, which I'm going to play all throughout the episode. But hey, look, I've been feeling great. I've been working from home for the past couple of weeks. I wanted to post a episode yesterday, but tonight will do, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. Yeah, man, it's crazy. I haven't been stepping outside one bit. Like, I've been going to the grocery store and that's about it, man. But I'm starting to feel like I'm getting used to this in a way. I mean, it's still weird to me, but now I feel like I'm starting to hit my stride when it comes to productivity and resuming the work that I was doing before all of this. So yeah, look, the plan is for me to reach out to a bunch of people. I'm going to try getting some phone interviews in, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta pump out this interview content, man. Like, the world doesn't wait. The world doesn't wait for your ass. Like, you gotta go get it. I never wanted to do phone interviews from the jump. I just wanted to like do the face-to-face shit more, because I was concerned about the audio quality, but right now I'm gonna forego all of that and, you know, just go for it. Just absolutely fucking go for it. So if there's anybody that you want to see me or hear me interview, rather, let me know through DMs, comments, or whatever. I'm down to get people on, man. I'm down to get, especially creatives, dude. Especially creatives. They don't have to be musicians. Although preferably, well, I wouldn't say preferably, but I mean, I would think that, or actually, no. Well, I wouldn't say I just want to interview musicians more. That was sort of just like the vision I have for this whole thing. But as you already know, if you've been listening to this for over a year now, oh my fucking God. Do you guys realize that we just skimmed over the 1 year anniversary of this thing and I didn't mention a single thing? It's been a whole year since I started this, you know? So, yeah, shouts out to everybody listening all over the world, in Vancouver, in LA, Vietnam, Thailand, Japan, you know, like the list keeps going on and on. How is everybody? Are you feeling anxious? I mean, understandably so. Right now is a really weird time. It's funny. Do you guys remember like the 2020 is my year posts, or just the 2020 is my year people that came out in 2019? Yeah, I was definitely one of those people, and I still feel like I am. You know, I still feel like 2020 is my year. And in many ways it is. I moved back to Montreal. I got a job in my dream company. I'm doing really cool things with that company. And, you know, I'm actually looking into starting a project with them. So be on the lookout for that, right? Like if it goes through. I still haven't proposed it to anybody yet. It's something that me and one of the managers talked about, but I need to talk to someone else about it. So super secret project coming soon with the Wavo brand. Yeah, if you guys don't know already, I'm representing Wavo. Yeah, feels good to say that. But earlier, you know, today I was getting a conversation about, you know, having your productivity define you. And It's weird working in a position where I'm actually proud of the work that I'm doing. And, you know, I'm proud in the position that I am and how I can grow within that company. It's weird that all this is happening because, you know, I just don't want to become like put in a box. I don't want to just become like, say, a media analyst, you know, be known as that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still want to try all these different things and just, you know, never feel like I never pursued what I really wanted to. So that's something I've been thinking about, you know, over the past little bit now that I'm finally starting to get comfortable with all of this, you know? So one thing that I also wanted to talk about is, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, people are, it's crazy how bored people are during this quarantine. People are so fucking bored right now that they are reverting to pre Facebook, you know, post MSN, AOL, internet era, where now everybody's Instagram has essentially become like everybody's Instagram story has become a giant email chain of like so many hundreds of email chains. I can't even keep up anymore. So many goddamn challenges that are happening out of nowhere, out of fucking nowhere. Remember like that shit, those shits that like people would send you being like, yo, if you something, something. If you don't send this to 10 people, blah, blah, blah. Like, remember how tired people got of that shit? People are so fucking bored where they're now starting to send all of that. It's fucking weird, dude. And, yeah, like, I just feel like, man, you send someone a message and they respond in like 20 seconds, bro. Like, it's crazy out here. It's really fucking crazy out here. I mean, kudos to people with good response times, but goddamn, some people have a 24-hour turnaround for the messages, you know? So it's crazy out there. Right now, I'm in Quebec, in Montreal, and there are about, I think yesterday it was reported that there are 1,000 cases. Yeah, I feel like, well, from what I've seen, I keep talking to people about this, but like, I really do not know. But from my understanding, a lot of people are just staying inside right now. People aren't really going out, you know? Whenever I go to the grocery store, at least, nobody's really outside, you know, other than to go to the goddamn grocery store or somewhere essential. But what I've been hearing about Vancouver is that motherfuckers are going to the beach right now in groups and in families, like with their families. And to them, man, it's like, how can you be so selfish? Like, how can you be that, like, short-term in your thinking? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, it's one thing if they're just endangering their family. That's on them at the end of the day. But it's a fact that they're endangering society as a whole. And the fact that, look at it this way. China started locking down in like what, December? Around December with pretty strict measures. January, February, March. So it's March right now. It's been 4 months. And China has been using very aggressive tactics to prevent the spread of this virus. And it took 4 months for them to slowly reintegrate people back into society again, or the outside society. How long, man, like, people just, like, are you, oh my fucking God, just stay inside, dude. Going to the beach is not that fucking important. You can go to the beach when it's the summertime, but if you go about living your life like this, we won't have a summer. You know what I mean? It's going to be gorgeous outside. You're going to be forced to stay inside because they're probably going to put in stricter measures now because of your selfish ass. Like, fuck out of here, man. Those people infuriate me. Like, they should actually be jailed. At this point, I think the solution is implementing draconian measures and giving Justin Trudeau, basically anointing Justin Trudeau as the Emperor of Canada. No, I'm kidding, y'all. Like, that's not okay. But for real, though, this shit is getting ridiculous, man. Like, I just can't. I don't understand why people don't think this is real. Do you not have any older relatives? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I think, you know, there are certain aspects of Eastern, specifically Asian societies where, you know, a lot, there isn't much of a focus on your mental health and, you know, like, self-care sometimes. But man, one awesome thing about Asian societies is this sense of cooperation. You know what I'm saying? Like cooperation within communities. Because I think within those societies, people are willing to, you know, look out for the greater good. Look out for one well, I wouldn't say greater good because sometimes it could be for evil, but people are there for common causes, you know? And if it becomes implemented, people listen, and that's the dope part. I feel like in Western societies, people are very, you know, focused on themselves. It's very selfish. It's not okay, man. So I was hoping coronavirus would, you know, fix that here. If it did anything at all, of course, I'd rather have it not, you know, be spreading to the extent that it's spreading and be as fatal as it is fatal. Like it's, but man, at the same time, if people haven't really learned from any of this, they're a lost fucking cause. I don't know what else to say. And look, I don't condone in the coronavirus at all, man. Like, look, my birthday is in, holy shit, my birthday is in a week and a half. I turned 25. I turned goddamn 25 in the fucking coronavirus, like, quarantine. Like, this is wild, dude. Like, at the same time, you have no idea how thankful I am to be around this long. And, you know, I won't physically be with most of the people that I love. But I'll probably get on the phone with a lot of people. Have a lot of great video conversations. And go from there, you know? I'll probably be drinking those nights as well. Probably do some Instagram lives, you know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna be a ball. And speaking of lives, I saw this one live from this guy that's in music management. I forgot which label he works at, but man, like that kind of shit to me is so dope. Like having people out there still doing these things within the industry, you know, like I want to get more into that bag. And that's what, you know, that's what I remember being in Vancouver, and since nothing was there, I try to make shit happen. And after a year of doing that, things started to fall into place. And with Montreal, one thing about it is that there's so much shit here where, I don't know, something's stopping myself, but I'm not going to use that as an excuse. I'm actually going to use that as a piece of motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much shit out there. I'm going to have to grind my ass off 100 times harder to stick out. You know, like that's the kind of wavelength that I'm going to be on this year, regardless of the coronavirus and everything. I swear to God, I think I've said coronavirus like 10 million times. If I was on YouTube, I would have been definitely demonetized right now if my channel was monetizable. If you haven't subscribed already, subscribe to Naoto's Interlude, where I'll be posting video content. I definitely want to do like video essays, video reviews, you know, probably over a lot of FaceTime interviews, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm going to get all that going. God, how long has this episode been? You know, I found some incredible ass songs today, you know? So I think this is one of those. I'm pretty sure this is one of those. Yeah.
Why you call my phone? Dripping like you used to.
Hey.
Telling me that you miss me and I fucked up if I
don't know. Yo, so if you don't know who Rihanna J is, Rihanna J.
Another one or two.
She's gonna be in the description.
Everything you send, I left on red, boy. All your baby, please, that shit is dead, boy. Like, R.I.P.
Yeah, no, this song, this
and
song
honestly,
is crazy.
Time is money, your talk is cheap.
And this artist is
another word you say. You can keep it. I promise I don't need it.
Yeah.
Why you call my phone? Trying to work it out. Like, baby, can we just talk? But ain't got nothing to talk about. You think I'm tripping?
I don't want to give away too many of my gems. You know, I that song's called Do Better by Rihanna J. So, yeah, I mean, look. There's nothing to do but listen to music, you know what I'm saying? I actually made a video, YouTube video as well. It's basically about how you can make money within the music industry. And I did say something along the lines of, you know, Tencent. And also, I also had this belief. I'm not going to, like, completely push this on a Tencent. Just a Tencent. But there was a... So I think when they were buying the 10% stake in Universal, they sent a little presentation saying that they believe that consumption of digital entertainment is going to increase during, you know, all these quarantines because more people are going to be home. One study that tracked streams over the past week found that streaming actually went down. And that kind of serves as a reminder that a lot of casual fans end up listening to music while they're commuting to work. And without that commute, a lot of casuals aren't going to listen to music, and therefore streaming revenue and album sales are going to go down. Also, album sales are going down as well since Amazon announced that. And also, I guess, like, other stores are closed too, obviously. But one commerce giant named Amazon announced that it won't be shipping anything else out other than essential and medical supply. Well, I mean, those two go hand in hand, but you know what I mean. So that obviously includes CD sales as well. Interestingly enough, digital sales went down too with all of this. I mean, look, it's an amalgamation of factors, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these different factors that are that are bringing all of this down, you know? So, man, God, I'm tired, bro. I'm very, very tired. Let me know how you guys are doing as well. I want to have a conversation with y'all. Like, maybe we could get like this, like, maybe we could get like a Q&A going as well. There's a way to send out anonymous questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be perfect. This has been, hope you guys enjoy this episode, this quarantine edition of this episode. I'm pretty sure the previous episode was, no, actually it wasn't. It wasn't then yet, but this is, It wasn't. It was pre-quarantine. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing good. You guys are doing well. You know, get those push-ups out of your system. You know what I'm saying? Like, shake those bones a little bit. Yeah, goddamn, people are doing way too many push-ups. But look, I'm tired. I'm going to read a Japanese book before I go to bed and also an English book. You know what I'm saying? So all I want to say is right now, take this moment to, first off, stay home. Second off, be sure that you're wiping any surface that may have contact with the outside world. And also, my last point is, man, you got all this goddamn time. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. We have so much extra time now, and instead of, you know, going through the whole library on Netflix, take the time to pursue creative projects, man. Like, I promise you, now is the most opportune fucking time to do so. start a goddamn podcast if you want to, you know what I'm saying? So start a goddamn podcast, a channel. I mean, look, the list goes on and on. Become an artist, work on your stand-up bit, you know, like do all that shit that comes to mind, because we are never going to get this unique experience in a long ass time, you know, make the most of it. So that's all I want to say right now. Check out my new YouTube video if you haven't. It's called, I think, How You Can Make Money. I forgot what it's called. I just know the title. Something to do with like making money if you're an artist within the music industry. So definitely check that out. Yeah, new video coming every week. And you know what? I'm going to get these podcasts out on Tuesday. Everything's been fucking, yeah, I haven't been like spending, spending my time well. So yeah, I miss y'all. I miss all of you. Take care. Take care, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, peace. Oh, wait, hold up. Before I motherfucking go. I want to play a song that I recommend during this crazy, crazy time, you know? What should I fucking play? Maybe this? Yeah.
I just need a smooth break just to calm my nerves. I just need to go away somewhere far from Earth. I just wanna float away on the riverside somewhere. Even strong's getting mountain high.
No. I'm gonna play this. Hey, so look, this song right here is called Bloom. It's by the artist Black Party. You know what I'm saying? The three songs I played earlier, or I guess the two other songs, I'm including that in the description of this podcast as well. So hope you fucking enjoy. Hey.
I hope your flowers bloom. I hope your flowers bloom. I hope your flowers bloom.
shining star.
You are my shining star.
Don't you change a thing.
Don't you change a thing.
Yeah. This is Bloom by Black Party. I feel like I haven't played enough songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play a song by this awesome and extremely talented Japanese singer named Iri. So she is fucking incredible. She incorporates, you know, a bit of soul, hip hop in her music. She has a song called 2425. I'm going to play that right now, so stay tuned. You know, this song is fucking phenomenal.
Hey.
Me magaru shikaze ga sou machi o kazaru ga yato neon madoromu no momuri wa nai yo ima wa blush up shite mata meguri meguru futo sora o mitsume o My heart 目に映らない君だけの wonder 里に揉まれていれば気まぎれてたこの瞬間を思い返す日は来ない揺るぼけた脳内を君が占領するんだ手に When are you? いつもの darkness cycle を塗り替えるのはその痛みとやり場ないような feeling Breaking out, breaking out ずっとずれてきた25 years まだ続く way too far no fear またライミングして夢を拾い集めたいもういいと叫ぶ November 怪しげな夜に夜出すの電話飛んでまた dripping the cycle でいい誰かになりたくて泣ける夜もある It's gonna darkness cycle を振り返る今日は昨日よりと答えないような thrilling bringing up bringing upずっとずれてきた25 years まだ続く way too far no feel 嘆いても切り抜く夢ずっとずれてきた25 years 優しさの意味さえ忘れても君だけは外せない魔法
Right there was 24 to 25 by Iri. Very relatable as I'm turning 25 in a week and a half. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, wish your boy a happy birthday when it comes up. Aries gang, gang, gang. Yeah. So, look. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I need to go to bed. But yeah, I'm gonna edit this right now and then put it out. So you're gonna hear it tonight or Wednesday night or Thursday morning, whenever you listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, hope you enjoyed. This has been a short episode of Naoto's Interlude podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the interlude interviews up and running very soon. Just got to figure out the logistical side of things. But yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling fucking energized. Peace out, y'all. Peace. Peace, 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 peace. Bye.